up car. Call a white lightning and took him far. He bought it back in 91. Used to see the baby run. Go white lightning, go. Go white lightning, go. Take you.
That's White Lightning by the Mighty Mojos. Lee and Davey are in with me. How you doing, boys?
Hey, Charlie.
How's it going?
Sounds great.
You think
smashing?
So?
Yeah, well, it does indeed. You know,
that's nice. Thank
I'm sorry, I don't mean to sound so surprised, but you know, it sounds very slick. I like that now, you know.
Good.
Well, that's cool. This is the songwriter beside me, Mr. David McLean. I'm just the front man at the moment.
Just the front man, mate. There's not many front men will say that. Just the front man.
Very important job.
Oh, that's it, you know.
Was that one you wrote yourselves?
It was, yeah. That's why we kind of, we write most of our own stuff, you know. It's a sort of rocky, bluesy sort of type of stuff that we would do, you know. So we've been writing and recording them for about the last year, and we're slowly getting them together, and then hopefully in the spring we're going to record a complete album with Lee singing on the front of it all and get it out for the spring.
Yeah, well, I saw a press release and I heard the blues and I thought it was going to be dar-dar-dar-dar-dar. You know, woke up this morning, you know, yeah. I mean, with the greatest respect, but that sounds a bit, like, for me, more like Dr. Feelgood kind of thing, you know,
right,
really.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, yeah, well, I mean, that blues you talk about, we have a joke, an ongoing joke in the Mighty Mojos where we only play a half a verse of Hoochie Coochie Man and then stop it and say, that's enough.
Yeah.
It's enough after
that. So it's good that you've got this kind of twist on it, you know. Again, I mean, a lot of young kids and all are into this now, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Well, our stuff's very slide-driven as well, you know, yeah. So it's a lot of slide guitar in it, which sort of makes it a wee bit different from what everybody else is doing as well, I think.
Yeah, you've got Davey Kennedy and Ali McKenzie, who I'm taking them back. The Bush Turkeys was a long time ago.
Oh,
but I love the Bush Turkeys. They were in with Ludwig and that, you know. So they're in the band as well.
Oh,
so it's a good lineup.
Oh, it's a top lineup. You know, it's cracker all the way around, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, Davey and Ali are two of the best sort of players about, you know, and
completely.
Lee is one of the best singers about too, so it's a...
No, I doubt that. Davey Kennedy...
Let him say it all he wants, mate. Let him
say it. Davey Kennedy says he wants this single to go well. In fact, he's already ordered a whited-out mansion in Austria on the back of it. You know?
Here, Will has been in touch. Ask Lee if he can remember the Sea Scouts in Ards.
Wow.
My workmates won't believe me that I know him.
Is that
Will? Were you in the Sea Scouts?
I was indeed, for my sins. Here, I don't know who that would be. It must be Will Russell. I can't think of another Will. But anyway, yes, I of course remember Sea Scouts. Many happy days. Sorry about sinking the boats and all the rest of it, but anyway.
Right. No, it's good. See, people remember you. I remember him when he had no trousers and this and that, you know. So listen, I know there's a big gig coming out. Tell us about the gig.
Yes, well, I mean, this is something close to my heart. My father is suffering from lung cancer, and the people at McMillan Cancer Support have been brilliant. So we have decided to run an intimate concert and give all the proceeds to McMillan Cancer Support. It's this Friday night. It's sold out. It's in a Tudor Cinema in Cumber, and it's down to Noel and Heather Spence, who's given us the venue for free, which is fantastic. We're just looking forward to it. And Don Baker from Dublin's going to come up and
is he?
Do a guest spot. And,
I mean, you just slid that in as an aside. Don Baker's a massive star. You know, no, seriously, in music circles and in movie legend. Circles as well. He's done a lot of film work, you know.
Yeah, he's a legend. We've got to know each other very, very well and over the last few years. And he asked me to play on his new album along with a few other people. And it's just out as well. And I said, well, look, do me a favour. Would you come do this gig for my dad? And he says, I'll be there. So he's coming up to do his guest spot.
Right.
And that's it.
So it's a fundraiser for Macmillan Nurses.
Absolutely.
But I suppose that they try and remind people, highlight the work that they do. Oh, it's amazing.
It's unbelievable. I mean, even the very people who drive, who pick my dad up, you know, to take him for radiotherapy every day they're there, like a taxi service. Those guys are all volunteers. It's just everybody, all the ones that makes all the difference to the family, you know.
Yeah. So and the gig's it. On Friday.
It's this Friday night.
Because but it is sold out. You can't squeeze another seat, a couple of seats in. No, sold out.
No, it's sold out. But what we were going to ask is if we have actually went and got a lot of CDs pressed of this track Back to You, and we would be happy enough if anybody wanted to donate to our fund. You go on, the website is www.justgiving.com/Mighty Mojos.
Yeah.
If you click on that and leave your name and address as well as a donation, we will post you out a copy of our new track, Back to You.
Yeah. Right. Okay. No problem. So
actually, it's an EP with three tracks on it. Basically, yeah. That's what people are getting. So it's really good.
So super. That's White Lightning. We just heard on it as well. Oh, very good. Very good. So, folks, the Just Giving page, you're probably familiar with it if you've made any charitable donations on the internet in recent years. But if you check out Mighty Mojos on Just Giving, then make a donation, leave your details, boys will send you out a CD. You can't be bad to that now. That's good. Good value.
Anything can help, you know.
All right. So, well, I know you're doing this Friday. What about other gigs that are coming up after that?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're playing the Sunflower Bar, but we're beginning a Wednesday night residency in the Sunflower Bar in Belfast from the start of December, every Wednesday night, from 8 to 10.
Yes.
Because it's a school night, we thought we might as well be sensible about the
timing. Get it in early, you know.
Yeah. And then we're in Portrush at the Atlantic, the Jazz Lounge, the Atlantic Bar in Portrush on the 14th of December.
December 14th. That's the first one. That's in sort of new place that's opened up really good up there. So
looking
forward to playing that one as well.
We're just hoping that, you know, the band catches on and we get a few good gigs.
No problem, guys. Well, listen, you want to give us a tune?
Okay. Absolutely, Johnny.
What's this?
This is another one of our own. It's called...
Wouldn't Treat a Dog Like That.
Wouldn't Treat a Dog Like That.
I'm working like a dog just to keep me satisfied. Spending all my money just as fast as I provide. My life's a living hell and it used to be like heaven. She keeps my nose to the grindstone 24/7. You wouldn't treat a dog like that. Oh, you wouldn't treat a dog like that. Oh, you wouldn't treat a dog like that. Oh, no. You wouldn't treat a dog like that. Love me, but I guess it was a lie. You went away and left me for some richer kind of guy. You're wondering how I'm feeling, man. The crazy bird has flown. I'm a happy little doggy now, and I'm living all alone. You wouldn't treat a dog like that. You wouldn't treat a dog like that. You wouldn't treat a dog like that. Oh no. You wouldn't treat a dog like that. You told me that you loved me, but I guess it was a lie. You went away and left me for some richer kind of guy. You're wondering how I'm feeling, babe. It's crazy, but it's flown. I'm a happy little doggy now. I'm living all alone. You wouldn't treat a dog like a dad. You wouldn't treat a dog like that. You wouldn't treat a dog like a dad. Oh, no. You wouldn't treat a dog like that. You wouldn't treat a dog like that. You wouldn't treat a dog like that. Oh no, I know. You wouldn't treat a dog like that. Oh, oh.
Brilliant, lads. Cheers, brilliant. John, so, Lee, David, thank you very much. All right, folks, that's the mighty Mojos. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Appreciate it.